Pressure, lob pass left side. Touchdown, Tampa Bay! He is sacked by Gerald McCoy.
Let's move on to another subject. Upcoming free agency. That's the next big thing. I know people are hyped about the draft, which we'll talk about in a little while. But the first thing that's going to happen is free agency. And let's look internally. Roy, I guess to you first for the Bucs. They have a list of unrestricted free agents. Some of the high spots with the names. Brian Leonard at running back. Tyquan Underwood at wide receiver. Jamon Meredith, Ted Larson off of the offensive line. Adam Hayward and Dakota Watson, who are linebackers. And again, these are decisions for new general manager Jason Light and head coach Lovie Smith to be thinking about, but to you, signing your own free agents, I guess, is the first priority here, right?
Well, it was the priority under the previous regime. We have to find out what Jason Light thinks. My guess is that there are probably some people on that list that he wants. Looking at it myself, in my opinion, I see three players on that list that I say you absolutely have to have, and those are, and this may surprise some people because they're not necessarily your all-stars. I'm talking about Dakota Watson, Adam Hayward, and Eric Laurie. I think those three guys are pivotal to what the Bucs do, particularly on special teams. I got to think that Kevin O'Dea really wants Adam Hayward and Dakota Watson back because those guys are big-time playmakers. And Adam Hayward's become a real leader in that locker room, a real leader. He's a glue guy. And Eric Laurie, to me, is just a very good talent at a position that it's hard to find. You've got a good player there. I don't think you need to lose him unless you have somebody else in mind that you think can do
think,
a better job.
TJ, the good news for Buck fans, and I don't want to overstate this, but when you look at other teams, Scott, around the league, and they have key guys that are command big money and be very coveted, Roy's right. Some of these are component players, but they're role players.
Right.
But when you got to keep a Michael Bennett, if you're Seattle, and make a decision on Aqib Talib with Bill Belichick, it's a different category. I think Buck fans should not panic over the list of Buck potential free agents.
And if you listen to what Jason Light said right here on Buccaneers.com, right after he was hired, no general manager is going to come on and say, we're definitely spending a lot in free agency, or we're definitely not spending a lot in free agency. But I think he was pretty clear when he says they're looking for value. And I think that means that sort of player. And Lovie Smith was very adamant during his press conference without being asked that special teams were just as important as the other two phases of the game. So that's good news for Kevin O'Dea. And in addition to Dakota Watson and Adam Hayward, you got Jonathan Casillas on the list. And those seem like value players.
The important thing here, though, is, too, you can exclusively negotiate with these guys all the way until the free agency period begins because they're your guys. So you can work deals with them before they hit the open market. And a Dakota Watson and Eric Lorig, I would have to think, are going to be valuable. Not to say that other guys won't, but they're going to be valuable on the open market if it gets
there. Traditionally, I think Roy agrees, the Bucs have not lost a lot of free agents that they were adamant about retaining.
Exactly.
Maybe a few, but Joel Glazer's been adamant about that. We don't lose guys that we fixate on and that we want to keep. And I think for the most part, Roy, that's been true.
Yeah, it has been true, and I think that'll hold true here. Again, it's a great place to play. Everybody wants. I know having talked to most of these guys as the season wound down last year, they want to be back. Jonathan Casillas wants to be here. I think he will be. Dakota Watson certainly wants to be here. Adam Hayward wants to be here. In fact, Adam Hayward's a little nervous about things. He was kind of joking that he may not be around to watch Levante David grow into the superstar that we all think he's going to be. And I told him, I said, what are you worried about? He goes, hey, you never know. And I said, come on, I can't see you leaving. But he's right. You never know, but I would think those
and
guys.
And Scott makes a great point, too. Some of these guys like Hayward and Dakota Watson would want to play for a coach that values special teams. I think Scott's right about that. And I don't think that's true for all 32 NFL head coaches. They don't talk about it very often.
And plus, these guys, we mentioned special teams a lot, talking about Adam Hayward and Dakota Watson in particular. But, it's not like they don't contribute in the regular defense either. These guys play a lot. Adam Hayward's had to step in several times. And every time he does, lo and behold, he makes big plays. And Dakota Watson, I can't imagine Lovie Smith will be any different than any other coach that's had Dakota Watson and say, I can do something with that guy. It's a matter of putting him out there and actually letting him do it.
All right. On that note, we've covered the first two subjects, Hall of Fame and free agency. Oh, the draft. Be proud of us. We're going to wait to talk about the draft. We'll do that momentarily when the Pewter panel resumes. Stay with us.